So there's my favorite customer. I missed you this morning. Yeah, you didn't come in at your usual time, so I got worried. What happened? You find someone else to bake your Friday treat, I'm only teasing. I know you wouldn't do that to me. You love me too much. But what's been going on? You're never here at this time. I mean, it's late in the afternoon. You always get here at like 9 a.m. sharp. I think it's pretty weird you're dropping by now. Oh, you overslept? Were you late for work? Oh, that's not like you. I hope you're taking care of yourself. That's good to know. Can't have you missing out on our Friday morning chats now, can we? So, what? Are you free now? Then, would you like to stay for a bit? We can spend some time catching up. Of course it's fine. Look around. This place is surprisingly empty. Well, the daytime rush ended rather quickly today. Right? You know how you have to fight for your place in the morning line. No, I like seeing you up front. You always give me such a big, goofy smile. It's a lovely way to start my day. Blushing, are we? My, I'm not used to seeing that. Is there perhaps some other reason you decided to visit so late? Oh, I shouldn't worry about it. Sure thing. Just take a seat over there, okay? I'm gonna flip the sign on the door. It's fine. I'm more than happy to close up early for you. So, can I get you anything? Your regular order? Can't afford to miss it, huh? Would you like a coffee with that? Wonderful. I think I'll have the same. Maybe I can find out why you love it so much. Don't you go anywhere now. I'll be right back. And here we are. Your favorite butterscotch sticky buns. I don't know how you can have this much sugar so early in the morning. Maybe that's why you're so sweet. Yeah. I'll definitely need the coffee to cut through this. It's the rest of the tray, and I thought we could share. It's on me. Don't worry about it. You're welcome. Cheers, by the way. Oh my god. I can see why you get these every Friday. Oh, sweet Jesus. Literally? Apart from the little taste tests I do, it's not like I go around eating all of my product. Especially like this. I can't have a sugar crash in the middle of my day. But I forgot how damn good these tasted. Are they always this delicious? Well, maybe it's the company then. So, what's been happening? Give me the news. Whatever you want to tell me, really. Like, how's work? I know that's a bit of a boring question, but I always see you before you head in. It'll be nice to hear what your day was like. Yeah, it's not like we have time like this when you usually come in. Go ahead. Okay. Wait, really? Oh my god, you can't be serious. Oh, that reminds me. I have one of those really awful customer horror stories to tell you. Yeah, I never get to tell you these, but this guy comes in and asks for some brownies. And you know how I make them, right? I sprinkle a bunch of walnuts on top for some presentation. So anyways, I give this guy his order, he leaves, and like 2 seconds later, he comes back to the counter and flips out because they're full of nuts. Exactly. You can see all the nuts on it. He even took a bite out of one of them. How is that even possible? You look at your food before you eat it, don't you? Anyways, I ended up replacing his order with something else to calm him down. I can be quite diplomatic when I want to be. I was stunned, seriously. The whole conversation made no sense. Oh, one sec. No, you've got a little something. Got it. What? What's with all the blushing today, huh? Is this what happens when I see you for more than like 5 minutes? Maybe we should do this more often. I like seeing this side of you. No, it's very cute. Don't shy away from it. Okay, I'll stop. I don't want to scare you off. Work aside, what's new? You started baking? That's wonderful! Any specific reason for that? Of course it's not weird. I'm just nosy. Maybe I could even teach you sometime. I can't give you all my secret recipes, but I could definitely show you a thing or two. We can make it a fun little baking date. Oh, speaking of, did you see the sign outside? Mm-hmm, I made something new today. It was pretty surprising how much the customers liked it. Well, it was a new recipe, so I didn't know what to expect. Aw, you flatter me. It was super popular. They're actually all sold out. Oh, look at that face. I'll be making them again, don't you worry about that. But, guess what? I did save a piece for you. Well, why wouldn't I? When you didn't come in this morning, I put some on the side. I was kind of hoping you'd still come in today so you could try them. You're very welcome. Let me go grab some for you. Ta-da! I know you have one hell of a sweet tooth, so there was no way I was going to let you miss out on this. Eat up. It's good, right? Oh my god, that smile. I'm so glad you like it. I was really looking forward to seeing your face when you tasted it. Are you eating like this on purpose? Oh, sure you aren't. You're one sly guy. Come here, give me your cheek. What's the matter? You want me to stop that? Then maybe you should stop being so cute, Okay, listen. Before you get any more flustered and I end up chasing you away, I think it's time you tell me why you're really here. Oh, I know you're here for a reason. A lot of my regulars would have gone about their day if they didn't come in for their order. But you just couldn't stay away, could you? Are my pastries that irresistible? Or maybe it's me you keep coming back for. You still want to play innocent? Okay then, cutie. How about this? I'd like to take you out sometime. And I would love it if you said yes. Caught you on the back foot there, did I? I would love to see more of you outside of our Friday morning meetings. And I'm pretty sure you wouldn't mind it either. We've seen each other every single Friday for ages. You're so sweet. Of course I have a thing for you. So I take that it's a yes? Wonderful. Oh, I had a feeling you wanted to ask me out. I told you it was weird for you to be dropping by so late. Why did you think I was being so flirty this entire time? I thought I could fluster you into telling me. I don't want to say you weren't subtle, but... how can I put this? You know when you're ordering at the counter? You don't look behind you, do you? Well, there's always a bunch of my other customers, my other regulars, rolling their eyes at you. I'm pretty sure they've all been waiting for you to make a move. They might even cheer next Friday. Oh, they're rather shrewd. I bet they'll pick up on it immediately. Don't worry about them, hun. You should worry about getting home, though. I think it's about time I close up for real now. Give me a call tomorrow, okay? My number's on the cup. I can't believe you didn't notice it after all this time. No. Don't even think about paying. I said those sweets were on me. And, so is this. My treat.